This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every December, the Boise Bicycle Project gives away dream bikes to kids in need. Hundreds of children send in requests for bicycles, and no child is turned away. BPB planned for 500 children to receive dream bikes this year, but more than 700 children sent in requests. So with the deadline being less than 2 weeks away, the Boise Bicycle Project needs help in granting those wishes. Jimmy Halliburton, who is the executive director and founder of the Boise Bicycle Project, is joining us live in studio today. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having us in here today. We definitely need the community's help, and it really is helpful to jump on the radio and get that call out there. So thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So for people who aren't quite aware of the Boise Bicycle Project and what you do, quickly tell us what your mission is.
Well, our goal is to make sure that everybody, regardless of income, have access to bicycles, bicycle repair, and bicycle education. We know that bicycles can really be a tool that helps break down barriers, and so we try to make sure everybody has that access. And with our Holiday Kids Bike giveaway, it's really one of our focuses to make sure that everybody has that experience of getting a bicycle when they're young, and having the opportunity to have that bicycle connect them to opportunities to grow and flourish. So this is our 13th one. Our very first one in 2007, we gave away 63 bicycles, mostly to refugee kids.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're planning on 700 kids coming down and their families.
And we should mention, you work with local nonprofits, right, to find these children who are truly in need.
Absolutely. So all the kids, every single one of them, are referred by our nonprofit partners, our schools, our social workers, counselors, people who know the kids who need the bicycles the most. And then they help us fulfill those requests. And it's actually a pretty fun process. We send these applications over to them, and we have the kids give us their name, their height, their two favorite colors. And then they draw us a picture and write a story about their dream bike. And then we use those drawings and those stories to pick out the perfect refurbished bicycle for them. And we sort of customize it to those drawings. And these pictures are absolutely unbelievable. The stories that come with them are sometimes heartbreaking. I'll share this one.
Yeah, read one with me because you have a pile of them, but this one in particular.
This one is Tommy's. Tommy's is 11-year-old, and he says, "I want a bike because my grandma can't get it because we are in a tough situation where she can't pay for a bike." And so you read a story like that, and you start to wonder about what this tough situation is.
Well, first off, he says his grandma can't afford
it. His grandma, yeah.
So right there, you think, well, okay, mom and dad may not be in the picture. Grandma has stepped up, raising him potentially.
So Tommy's a kid who's probably faced a lot of tough situations in his life, and now he's wanting a bicycle. It's not going to be possible with the tough situation that he's in, and we have this tremendous opportunity to make that tough situation a little bit better and to create some opportunities for Tommy. And this is why we don't turn these kids away. We expected 500 kids to turn in applications. We got 700 of them, and none of us want to look at an application like this and say, "Sorry, Tommy, this isn't the year. That tough situation is going to continue." Instead, we figure out what can we do to overcome this obstacle, this barrier. And that's why we're reaching out to the community, is help us make sure that we don't have to turn anybody away.
We're talking with executive director and founder of the Boise Bicycle Project, Jimmy Halliburton, talking about their holiday bicycle giveaway for children. And So Jimmy, they make their request. Really, they fill out the application. They draw like what their dream bike would be. And then you and your team basically put these bicycles together to try to replicate what their dream bicycle is.
Absolutely. So every single bicycle that we donate is a used bicycle. It's donated by somebody in the community. Our volunteers and our staff, they refurbish those bicycles to the point where they're in better than new condition. And then we really start customizing those bicycles to look like the pictures that the kids drew. And what happens every single year is the kids come in, they've been thinking about this bicycle, they've been dreaming about it, and they walk through the door and they see their bike for the first time. And they're like, "This is exactly like the picture that we drew." And if you look at the drawings, it's hard to draw a bicycle anyway. But the drawings are all over the place. But in their mind, this is what it looks like. And so they get the bicycle. They get new lights, new locks, helmets. They go through a safety class. We partner with other nonprofits to make sure that there's food down there for the families, that they have warm clothes. Some of them have just arrived in our country weeks earlier. And so we really try to make sure that we create a holiday experience for the entire family, even if not every single one of them is getting a bike.
So the actual event is December 21st, yes. And these kiddos and their families come down to the Boise Bicycle Project to receive their bike. And you just described what the event will be like. However, you are 200 bicycles short. So let's talk about what you actually need, because something like is used better than new. What do you need?
As far as people being able to donate stuff, there's really two things that we need right now, and it's gently used bicycles. We take bicycles any shape, size, and condition throughout the year. Right now, we're really asking people to bring down those more gently used ones, because we don't have a ton of time to fix up the ones that are in really, really rough shape. So bring down your gently used bicycles. They don't have to be in working condition. We can fix them up. But if it's in a pile of rust and stuff like that, save that for
the end of the year. Yeah.
We'll get those ones taken care of a little bit later. Gently used, new ones don't necessarily do us a lot of good because the cost of those new bicycles, we could buy 20 tires for the cost of one new bike. And so a donation is actually much better because we can purchase those tires and we have bikes just sitting around waiting for a few new supplies to pop on them. So used bicycles is always better. And then the other thing we really need right now are warm clothes donated, gloves, hats, scarves, coats, you name it, because these families are going to come down. They're going to be waiting in line and you start to get a real sense for like what these families are going through, what access to resources they have, because they're showing up very, very unprepared to be out in the cold weather.
Do you need certain sizes of bicycles? Because these are kids, mm-hmm. and I know, having kiddos, that they grow and you have to get them certain bikes that actually fit them.
Well, we always say kids' bikes. The reality is some of the 11-year-olds that we're donating bicycles to are my height. They're
right.
6 feet tall. And so really any bicycle, any size is really, really helpful. Of course, our 20-inch, our 16-inch, our smaller kids' bikes, those are the ones we're donating the most of. The oldest ages are around 11 years old that come down. Some of those kids are pretty tall. So if you've got a bicycle, it's unwanted, it still has life left into it, bring it down to BBP. If you don't know whether it's good enough or not, just bring it down. And we've got volunteers who are down there, and they'll put it in the right pile. And worst case scenario is that we'll take it apart and use those parts to fix the other bikes. But right now, the better shape that they can come in would be incredible.
So you really have this next week to get these bikes in shape. So you need to get these gently used bikes quickly.
As soon as possible. And if people don't have bicycles, but they have the ability to volunteer, we have a lot of people who want to donate bicycles, but they don't have a way to get them down. And so we can have volunteers go and pick up those bicycles, and that's extremely helpful. Also, every single bike has to come with a light, a lock, and a helmet, and there's some expenses that come there as well. So if people don't have a bicycle to donate, they can always donate monetarily. In fact, they can go online to BoiseBicycleProject.org and they can actually adopt a specific kid, the drawing, and then we'll send them a picture of the kid who gets that bicycle, their dream bicycle, and they can really help cover the cost for these extra 200 kids that we weren't expecting.
This is a wonderful thing that you do for our kids in our community. So if people can, I hope that they will listen and donate either a used bike or monetarily. And the event is December 21st. So you need those items as quick as possible.
As quick as possible. Yeah. But we'll still be taking donations until the night before. And we have fixed bicycles at midnight, the Friday before the giveaway. And that bicycle has gone out the very next day. And it really does make somebody's dreams come true and really set them up for some opportunities to grow in this community.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Executive Director and Founder of the Boise Bicycle Project, Jimmy Halliburton, talking about the Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway. They are a couple hundred bicycles short. If you can help, please do. Up next, a new survey says Treasure Valley residents are worried about growth and the cost of housing. We are going to talk about that next. This is Idaho Matters.